Out of his single-floor office space on 45th and State Line, Toby Rush is giving a demo of the mobile phone application he's developing.
I'm going to hit login.
Please line your eyes up with the target on the screen.
So we have some nice audio prompts telling you what to do. You can hold the phone up.
Look up and to the left until you feel the phone vibrate. Verified.
Like something out of a spy movie, iVerify actually reads the veins in the whites of your eyes as a sort of security code. Rush is the CEO and founder of the startup iVerify. He says it all started when he met UMKC professor Reza Derakhshani, who was working on a project with biometrics and cameras.
He showed me basically this concept he was working on, which we now call the iPrint. And I looked at it like, that's interesting if we can do it on a smartphone. Right? If you can do that to replace passwords, not as surveillance, not as getting you into the airport queue, but to get you into your phone, now that has a lot of potential.
By next year, Rush says his patent-pending technology will be used for things like mobile banking and phone security. iVerify has just won an international startup competition that could include as much as $1 million in funding. That's exciting news for local tech entrepreneurs who are hoping iVerify will be like Groupon was for Chicago and put Kansas City on the tech map. Rush is proud to be based here.
We like it here. We think we can execute well and scale well from here. But venture capitalists from the coast don't always see it that way. I've had a lot of VCs say, would you be willing to move to San Francisco? Would you move to New York? Would you move to Boston? And that just doesn't make sense for our company right now.
Kansas City offers certain advantages, like low overhead and more recently, Google Fiber. But Rush says it's also less cutthroat than places like Silicon Valley.
To be in that kind of environment where people want to work collaboratively together, where they're just genuinely good people, it just makes it fun.
Adam Arredondo agrees.
I think you layer that tendency for startup communities to be collaborative to begin with, on top of the hospitality and the community-mindedness of the Midwest and Kansas City, and I think it's pretty magical.
Arredondo is a co-founder of the KC Startup Village, which is the first neighborhood in Kansas City, Kansas, that received Google Fiber. Currently, there are 13 houses that serve as office space for 25 startups. According to a study by the Kauffman Foundation, Kansas City ranked number 3 of major cities for tech startup growth between 1990 and 2010. But Arredondo says there are some drawbacks to being in the Midwest.
You know, the Midwest is conservative, is more traditional, so investment tends to be that way, as opposed to the coasts that make much riskier bets.
Arredondo says investors in Kansas City are used to putting their money into 401ks, the stock market, and more established businesses. I'm at another startup in the KC Startup Village, where a 3D printer is making an iPhone case. A 3D printer is like a hot glue gun with a robotic arm. You can print almost anything you can design on a computer.
So this will take about 25 minutes to print, and you can see that it's just laying down very small, thin lines of plastic.
Mike Demaray is a tall, lanky 21-year-old from Boston who wears that techie black zip-up hoodie. About a year ago, Demaray dropped out of college to move to Kansas City and lived in the Home for Hackers, a program that offers tech entrepreneurs 3 months of free rent. From there, Demaray created Handprint, a web app that makes it easy for people to design everyday items on a 3D printer. Demaray has also had his team members move out here from Boston. They say they're adjusting to life in Kansas City.
I mean, just like simple things like lack of public transportation here is a little funny to us. But I mean, we've gotten used to it. We have a car, big minivan. One big minivan with Massachusetts plates. That's how everyone knows where our house is in the KCSV.
Demaray says investors here who tend to be a bit older aren't always up to date with new technology like 3D printers.
This guy didn't believe that they were real. He thought that we were joking. It was like, yeah, well, there are some cults in California that believe about this stuff, too. Like, how do I know that, you know, why should I believe that they're real? It was a bad meeting.
For Handprint, being in Kansas City means more local visibility and less competition. But it doesn't have as many angel investors as a city like Boston. That can make it difficult to raise funds locally.
It's just that, you know, Kansas City's startup ecosystem is pretty new, and there haven't been that many exits. And exits are when you sell your startup to a major company for big money.
Those big exits, or more visibly successful startups, are what tech entrepreneurs say Kansas City needs to build a national reputation and hopefully gain the confidence of local investors. For Casey Currents, I'm Esther Honig.